That new variant of COVID-19 is stoking fear in governments and markets worldwide as uncertainty abounds about this latest threat to global health and how far the mutation may have already spread. The variant was first identified in South Africa. The nation's public enterprises minister Pravin Gordhan spoke with Bloomberg Television earlier today.
I'm sure that in the next 10 days or so, as there's more clarity after a bit more work and more discoveries elsewhere in the world, about whether this particular variant has been seen other than in Hong Kong, Botswana and South Africa. So I suppose there will be a period of uncertainty, which is being reflected in the markets at the moment.
The World Health Organization is meeting in Geneva today to determine just how dangerous this new variant may be. More data is needed about this new COVID-19 variant before the U.S. can determine whether to halt flights from southern African countries. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to President Biden. Dr. Fauci tells CNN there is evidence that the new variant with mutations that are, quote, raising some concern is already present in the United States. And over in London, tube drivers are on strike today. The 24-hour walkout comes after they failed to resolve a scheduling dispute over the restoration of overnight services. That's been a key demand for businesses such as bars and restaurants that are amongst the hardest hit by COVID-19. The drivers' union says it plans further strikes on nighttime services on the lines every weekend through December. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Rishika Gupta. This is Bloomberg. Back.